Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, America. Welcome, winners, to my show today. And I want you to understand you are a winner. And I want you to understand God has created you as a winner. And whatever you see yourself to be, that is who you are. I see you as an achiever. I see you as a potential. I see you as a blessed person from God because you have been created by God. I see you as a child of God. And I see you as the apple of God's eyes. That is who you are. So just remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. So this morning I welcome you, and I know that the little time we are going to spend together, your life will never, ever be the same. Your life will be transformed. But I also use this opportunity to send my condolence to the people of France. I pray today that God will comfort the families of those that have been lost in this terrorist attack in France. It's in Paris. I want you to understand God is able to comfort them. So let us join faith together and pray that this stupidity done by all these terrorists, that God should destroy all their plans. God should expose them and destroy all their plans. The act of terrorism is of the devil. These people are workers of iniquity. They are of the devil. They are satanic agents. Anybody that is planning evil to take people's blood, to kill people, that kind of person is the children of the devil. They are satanic. They are witches. It is only the witches and witchcraft that delights in people's blood, human's blood. So these people call terrorists, they are all devils, wherever they are. And I pray that God will locate them and destroy them and destroy all their plans. The Bible says, suffer the witch never to live. So anyone who cannot create life, then choose to destroy life, should be destroyed. So I say God should find them out and destroy all of them. God knows where they are. They should never leave, because this is the word of God. It says, suffer the witch never to live. They are doing the work of witchcraft. So they are wicked, satanic agents. They are all of them. I don't know what they read. I don't know the book they read. Every book they read to cause havoc, to kill people, is satanic. So it's of the devil. So they are all workers of iniquity. But that is not what we are today. But we just need to console. We just need to pray for the families of those that have lost their lives in that attack. But today I have something special for you again. And this is that it is possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. So this morning I want to reveal the secret of having a blessed day, because it is possible. I want to speak on a subject, love. Love. One of the most important way to have a peaceful day or have a blessed day is to do what? Have love. And the opposite of love is what? Hate. If you hate, if you live the life of hate, you are what? In return, you reap rape. You reap hate. If you sow the seed of love, you will have love. The Bible says, whatever we sow, that shall we reap. This morning, I want you to sow the seed of love to yourself first. Sow the seed of love to your neighbor, to your family, to your husband, to your wife. Sow that seed of love, and then you will have a blessed day. How did you wake up this morning? Did you wake up with a mind of hatred? It starts from the mind. Everything you plan starts from the mind. And every action has a motive. Do you know that? So what I'm telling you this morning, sow the seed of love right from your mind. That I'm going to love someone this morning. You start to love your family. As you go out, you love your neighbor, you show that love. Love is action. Love is what action. The Bible says love is the nature of God. Jesus died for the entire world. It was action. He didn't just say, I'm going to die. Then he didn't die. No. He came to the world, and he acted on what he came for. So if you are showing love, you got to act on it. You got to prove it. And in return, you have a blessed day. You understand what I'm telling you? You can just show love to somebody, at least one person. Show love to somebody this morning and see how your mind will be so free. You're drinking, you want to buy a cup of tea, you want to buy tea maybe, why buy one of these places? Why not ask that person, do you want to drink, can I buy you a cup of coffee? That is love, practical love. You see someone sitting down there, don't look at the person's face. You look at the person, you look so hungry. And you're entering to McDonald's or you're entering into one of these places to eat. Can you just ask the person, can you show that person love? If they're sitting by the side or somebody is sitting outside or someone is begging you for something this morning, just show love to that person. It's practical. Don't do it because you want the person to pay back. Do it in the sense that God will bless you. God has commanded you to do it. And you have peace of mind. Call somebody and show love. Because love is the nature of God. There are people that are hurting. They don't even know who to talk to. But when you open up, they will tell you their problems. I'm telling you the truth. A lot of people are hurting today. They are hurting. They are in pains. They are in problems. You know, they don't know how to solve it. But you may be the help today. You may be the one to save life. Maybe there's somebody that wants to commit suicide because of a little thing. That doesn't matter. Then because you've given that person the attention, because you allow that person to talk to you, you don't just snub the person. That love, you show that person love, making the person to know you are valued. You are a valued person. You are valuable. Then that person will open up to you and begin to tell you, this is my problem. Then you not counsel that person with a little word that there is hope. As you counsel this person, you now will have peace of mind. I'm telling you, your days, the whole of your day will be blessed. Maybe God position you in that place at the right time. Maybe in their office today, this morning, God position you at the right place to be a blessing, to show love to somebody. Then take the advantage. Let that be the advantage, because love in action is a timing issue. It's a timing issue, I'm telling you the truth. Wherever you are positioned for a reason. As you bless someone, God will also bless you. He that watereth shall be watered. As you think good about somebody in love, you think good of your husband in love, think good about your children in love, you think good about your neighbor in love, I'm telling you the truth. As you love your neighbor as yourself, God will in return bless you. You can be morally inclined, whichever way, in kind, in a physical form, whatever way you know you can show love to somebody, please do it. This man of God, the Bible talks about it in 1 Kings 7 to 16. This was a great man of God, Elijah. Elijah was hungry. You know what I'm telling you? At this point of time, this man of God was hungry. But he went to a woman who was also hungry, and this woman had just her last food to eat, and died with her child. She was a widow. You will use shampoos, oh, because I'm a widow, because I'm this, I'm that, I can't be of a sister, I can't be of a blessing to somebody. No, this one was a blessing to this man of God, because you don't know what would have happened if this one didn't have food to give to this man of God. Then this man of God was hungry. This pastor, this prophet was hungry. But he's a man that can call God from heaven and everything and things happen. But a man of God with that kind of powerful, the man of God with such kind of power was still hungry. So sometimes you may see somebody with a big car, you see somebody with a beautiful clothes, you see somebody, oh, you know, because he's well known, oh, because he's Donald Trump, oh, because he is a millionaire, oh, billionaire, because of that. Sometimes he may be hungry. He may not have anything at that time. All doors may close so that he will come down and talk to you that is nobody. So this man of God was hungry. He now went to a widow, somebody who didn't have anything, and asked her for food. The woman told her, truly speaking, I don't have bread for you. The food I'm getting to prepare now, I'm gathering all these sticks. I want to prepare my last food, my last meal, to eat with my son, with my child, and die. The man of God said, go and do it, but just prepare a little food for me to eat, because I know I'm very hungry, I'm so tired now. Just give me, and I know that God has sent me to you, that when you give me, he will bless you. This woman didn't argue. You see, he saw this guy was a stranger. The pastor was a stranger, Elijah was a stranger. But she did what Elijah said. Elijah didn't start saying, I'm a prophet, I'm this, I'm that, you know me. No, he didn't say all those things, he just said it. I mean, and this one, because she's a woman filled with love, she has been doing this, she has a lifestyle of doing good to people. She now went and made the food to Elijah and obeyed, just believe. And when after doing it, ate with her, the Bible says that all through the period of that famine, all through that period, they were eating food, they didn't lack anything. Because the woman just said, okay, let me just do it. After all, we will die. So let's just try it. There's no need for me to just keep the food. Let's eat it together. So what I'm telling you today, what I'm making is the woman showed love. She showed love. She gave love, love in action to this man of God. And God blesses her. When you show love to somebody in your office today, God is going to bless you. When you show love to somebody at the road, at the park, somebody is begging you, or someone, just do this thing to one person. Even though you show love, even when you show love to your enemy, even the Bible says, love our enemies. Even your enemy, even when she or he calls you, say, please help me with this, help the person. And you see that peace of mind. You even discover that I have gotten a blessing because God will bless you. Do you understand? Show love to somebody wherever the person is this morning. You're already in the move. Maybe you are in your car now. Maybe you are out for lunch or for break for anything. Just show love to somebody. Let your mind be free. Do good to somebody. Do good to them that do good, oh Lord. That was what the psalmist said. Show love to somebody. Do you understand what I'm telling you? The Bible says Abraham, when he saw three strangers, he showed love to them. And he didn't even know those three strangers were angels. Strangers. People he didn't even know. He just saw them, but he showed love. He even called them Lord. He gave them what he has. And in return, he was blessed. So whatever good you do, never go in vain. Do you understand this morning? Whatever love you show to somebody, whoever the person is, whether it's your family member, whether it's your friend, whether it's not your friend, whoever you show love today, you will reap it. God is going to bless you. It's just a thing. You know, now you are planting a seed that you have back. God will say, when you give, He will in return give back to you in plenty measure, that even your storehouse will not be able to contain it. Your heart will be filled with a heart of joy. People you don't even know will in turn begin to bless you, because God will touch the heart of kings and queens and men to bless you. Do you know? God will use your love to bless you. to protect you. Because you showed love of kindness to people. Because when you begin to show love, begin to practice love, it is the nature of God. So which means you have God in you. Love proves that you have God in you, that you are demonstrating the same way God does in heaven and on earth. Do you understand? Let me read this place real quick. Then we'll close for today. I know somebody has something in Matthew 25 from verse 31. I'm going to read it myself. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, that's when the Son of Man shall come to reward you. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit down upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goat. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand side, but the goat on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, he blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hunger, and he gave me meat. I was thirsty, and he gave me drink. I was a stranger, and he took me in. Naked, and he clothed me. I was sick, and he visited me. I was in prison, and he came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hunger, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? Or when saw we sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer, God will answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as he have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, he have done it to me. Then shall he say unto them on the left. He said, as long as you've done this, as long as you showed love to these people, as long as you showed love to somebody, you have showed love to me. So whatever we do that is good, whatever we do, we are doing it unto God. He keeps the record, and he has the time to bless you. When you give somebody food that is hungry, you've given it to God. When you clothe somebody that is naked, that doesn't have clothes to put on, you are giving it to God. When you take care of the sick, or you pray for the sick, or you help the sick, or the elderly, or people that are sick, the handicaps, or those people that it's just you are doing it for God. That's what he said. Because when you do it, it touches him. God said, in return, I will bless you. You go to the prison and you visit those who are in prison and you bless them. You show them the love. Try to make them change from their wrongdoings. That means you are doing it for God. That is what God said. That is what the Bible is talking about in Matthew chapter 25 from verse 31. As you see that man that is sitting on the street, that man, and your touch, you just give to him, or you buy him food. Because sometimes you give people money, instead of them to use it for something good, maybe they use it for cigarette, they use it for alcoholic, they use it to do some other thing. I know there are fake people. Listen, I'm not doubting it. There are a lot of fake people who are not blind, they pretend to be blind. There are some fake people who are not even hungry, they pretend to be hungry. There are some fake people. I know we are in the world where there are fake and the real people. There are people who just want to take advantage of people. I know that. There's no two ways about it. Someone can pretend to be sick when he or she is not sick. It is true. I've seen people like that. I've seen people in which they take their money, the next thing you see them in the bar. I've seen people, they back money, you give them. I was just watching the next thing, they started kissing themselves and both of them, they went straight to the bar. To drink alcoholics, they can even use your money for certain things you don't even expect. I know it is real. But I want you to understand, God will lead you to the right people. What I mean is that when you are giving, you give in a sense that you are giving it to God. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? You give in the sense that you are giving it into God, believing that whatever that person is doing, you know, you are giving with your whole mind. And that's why sometimes I prefer you even buy, if someone says, oh, I'm hungry, you buy the person food to eat. You buy the person food to eat. If you are close to McDonald's, your sister is begging you, and you know you have the money enough to buy him food to eat, come on in. You buy the person food to eat. You don't give him the money. I don't even make any sense. Because if you live the lifestyle of love, you are loving people because you love them because God has commanded you to love. You love your husband that despises you, that is maybe puts hand on you, maybe you know all these things that he's doing, that is not bad, but maybe he does some nonsense. But because you give, because you love him, you show him that love, you pray for him every day, you counsel him, you know, you don't want to just push him away. You just want to show that love. You want to pray for him. You believe that God can change him. I said, God will in return bless you. You see your wife also, you pray for your wife, you show her the love. You see what I'm saying? You need to love, you need to show love in every aspect of your life. You love your wife. Love your children. You see, I remember this place in the Bible that talks about, he said, women submit yourself. I like to talk about family a little bit. The Bible says, women, he said, that the women should submit, wife, submit yourself to your husband. Husband, love your wife. You see, that statement, some people think, when they say submit, then it means woman is under man. No, that thing tells you that man, that is love, is even under woman. Because love is stronger than that submit. Do you know that? Love is stronger than death. Love. Do you know what's called love? Love means you are giving everything you have to her. She is supposed to have your bank account, your house, everything. That is what love is. Submit is just to your submit. Just give yourself to your husband. Submit. But this one is telling you that you should love your wife as yourself. Love your wife. You don't even need to love your business like your wife. So love is more powerful than even submit. But God is putting in so that he puts the language so that when both of you come in, he makes you to know that nobody is bigger than each other. You are the same because the Bible says you are one flesh. That is how it is. As God loves the church, that is how it is. It is a prayer, but you see that if you look at the Trinity, they can't separate themselves. They're the same. They can't, even though they are in person, but they love themselves, the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they all work together. They understand themselves. That is the power of love in the family. If you hate your wife, you hate yourself. If your wife hates the husband, you are hating yourself. I'm telling the truth. If you divorce, it means you separated yourself. You cut yourself into two. Because the Bible says you need that when both of you come together, you are one flesh. So you need to think together, do things together. Everything should be alike. It's just like twins, the real twins. You know, you guys are like twins. You know, you have the same body, the same head, the same hands. Everything is the same. That is what love is all about. Love your wife, submit. That means that you need to do everything your wife tells you to do. That is what you need to do. Because you love her. That is how love is so powerful. Love is so strong, stronger than death. So this morning I want you to say, when you have the mind of love, it means you love some people, totality, you love to help. You show love to somebody this morning. Can you buy somebody something this morning, maybe food? Just look around you, see somebody you need to show love to. Maybe you need to, not even buy, somebody you need to talk to, somebody you need to nourish, somebody you need to, you know, give that person a smile. Wherever you are, show love to somebody. Just think of how you can make somebody be happy. Because when you make somebody happy, you also will be happy. That's what I'm making it. If you make somebody to be joyful today, you also will be joyful. I'm telling you, just do something that will really prove to you within your mind. You say, oh, I've done something good today. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Where are you today? Where are you listening to this radio broadcast? Is it in your office, wherever you are? I'm telling you, just do it and see how your life will change. If you do this today, you do it tomorrow, you always have a blessed day. How do you show your love to your husband or to your wife this morning, or to your kids? How do you do it? How do you did it to your neighbor this morning? Or how did you do it? You see, when it becomes a habit to you, I'm telling you, become a great winner in the world of today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for this one that's listening to this radio station today. I know some people are listening from India, bless them. Some people are listening from France, some people are listening from Brazil, all over the world. When I look at my table, I see a lot of people, Russia, Canada, and all through United States, everywhere they are listening to this program from Philadelphia. I'm taking to understand, Lord, bless these ones. Give them the heart of love. That family that wants to get separated, oh Lord, you can place your love in your heart, the wisdom to be able to come together. Settle this marriage, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Settle this marriage, oh Lord. Use this love to heal the sick, to heal. Everyone that is listening to me today that is sick, oh Lord, I command your healing in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is passing through any problem today, in the name of Jesus, I pray that problem should be solved. Grant them their request, O Lord. Forgive every sin today in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless everyone that has tuned in today. All my partners all over the world, even in Poland, Ireland, you said they are listening to this program. Lord, let them be blessed. Everywhere in the world that is listening to the sound of my voice today. And I pray for you to comfort the lost in France. Comfort those people, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, comfort them, Lord. Thank you for this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing me. May your name alone be exalted all over the heavens. In Jesus' name, I pray. Friends, thank you for tuning in. I'll see you again. This program is always every Monday by 5 p.m. Eastern Time or New York Time. But this is just our morning show where we keep on every morning as we have the chance. But I will try to make sure I update you so that you know when the morning show is coming in. And the morning show is always known as Good Morning America. It is possible to have a blessed day. But I come in to make you understand that it is very, very possible for you to have a blessed day. And if you can take to what I've told you today, practice love, apply love, let it be real. And you see your life will never be the same. So this is my voice, Emmanuel Udoyo, Dr. Emmanuel Udoyo, speaking right away from Philadelphia, Winners Broadcasting Radio, and I want you to understand this radio station is for you. You are blessed. Always tune in. You can always join me live. 646-652-4003. You can join me live when I'm on the air. Do you understand? If you have any question, I can give you the opportunity of 5 minutes or 3 minutes to ask your question. Then we're always there to resolve it. You understand what I'm telling you? Because the wisdom of God is real. You can always send your donation to the DRO Emmanuel, EMMA. Just look at my right up there. You can always know how to send a donation through PayPal, or you can just send it. And I'm telling you the truth, God is going to bless you. That will prove that you are a part of this radio station. Thank you again for listening. I love you. I will see you again. Get my books in Amazon.com. Just write my name in Amazon.com. You see all my books. And God must surely bless you. Thank you. I'll see you again. Bye for now. I'll see you again. Make sure you get that book, the Bible of Prosperity. Is very good for you. You understand why you need to be rich in a biblical way and how God is going to bless you through it. It helps a lot. Thank you. I'll see you again. Bye for now.